high yell?
No.
Okay. Now, what are some derogatory terms that you might use for like, well, let's see, what about people who aren't well off, and the white people who aren't well off and lazy and won't work, low moral
character? Welfare people.
Okay, any other names? White people that just love...
Crud of earth.
Okay, anything else? You ever heard them call white?
Trash.
Okay. What about words like, which of the following of these have you heard used, and what do you think they mean? You ever heard anybody call them peckerwood?
Woodpecker.
What about a redneck?
Oh, yeah.
What's that mean? What's the term? What's it mean?
Somebody that's... They're not really poor, and they could even be rich. They could even have money and be a redneck. Somebody that is very uncouth.
Okay. What about it? Ever heard anybody call a cracker?
Yeah, but I forget what name.
But you don't really know what a cracker is.
No.
Okay. What about a Hoosier?
Nope.
Okay. Now, what about the terms that blacks might have for poor whites that aren't well off? Any ever heard any terms?
No.
Okay. What about somebody that lives way out in the country, doesn't know anything about city ways, and comes into town? They call him a what? He's way out in the sticks.
I don't know.
You do.
Yeah.
You might call him a what? If he's way out and kind of a... You ever heard him call a hick?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Hick.
Okay. Ever heard anybody call a hillbilly?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Somebody that's... lives up in the hills.
Okay. What about... Okay, these are all expressions. Why these will be harder, kind of... You might say... I'll ask you, if it's midnight yet, you say, no, it's not midnight yet, but it's...
Almost.
Okay. And you say you're walking out on the ice in the morning, and you fall, but you don't quite. You say, I was out on the ice, and I what fell? I didn't fall, but I...
Slipped.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Okay.
Why did I have to say that word twice?
Because it's two different meanings, two different contexts.
Mm.
I'll tell you later. I can explain all this stuff to you. Okay, say somebody's waiting for you to get ready, you know, and
almost ready.
Or you know, you'll say, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
Okay. And say you're on the right road, but you don't know the distance. You might stop and ask the man how
far.
Okay. And if you were pointing something out nearby, you might say, what? You want to get my attention, you say,
what is that?
Okay. And say you want to know how many times somebody does something, you say, well, how?
How
do you do it? How do you do it? Say, you want to know how many times I go to Knoxville, you might say, how?
Well, how do you do it?
Okay, or you want to know how many times.
How many times do you go?
Or how? Or?
How often?
Okay. And say that, okay, that you are, okay, you want to agree with me. I say I'm not going to do something. Like, I'm not going to do this, and you want to agree. You'll say, well, me?
Too.
Okay, if you're not going to do it, I'm just not going to do that. And you'll say, me?
Neither.
Okay. And this part of your head is your...
I don't know if I'd say me neither or me either.
Say one or the other?
Me either. I'd say me either.
Okay. What about that?
Head.
What part?
Face.
No, what that is my...
Forehead.
Okay. And that stuff that grows up on my... This is all...
Hair.
Okay, these are all just pronunciation items, okay? And if I grew a thing here...
Beard.
Okay. And this is my...
Ear.
My which ear? My...
Left.
My left.
Ear.
Okay, and this is my...
Right.